From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tonight, a long-awaited moment in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Fred Thompson is finally declaring his candidacy. Thompson is a former U.S. senator from Tennessee. He was the Republican counsel during Watergate. And, of course, he's an actor, most famously the DA on Law & Order.
This evening, after months of testing the waters while the other candidates jumped in, Thompson is again skipping a Republican debate. Instead, he'll be a guest on The Tonight Show. And at the stroke of midnight, his campaign plans to post an official declaration video on the web. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to Evansville, Indiana, to talk with Republican voters about the complicated race for the GOP nomination.
The Evansville Rotary Club meets in an ornate, if a bit dilapidated, ballroom built to honor the Union Army. Rotary Club President Becky Alcorn presides.
We have a couple of announcements. Joel and Jane Grizel are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Veterans Memorial Coliseum is in the heart of downtown, right across the street from the Vandenberg County Courthouse. Vandenberg County is in the red heart of Indiana Republican territory. We met with a dozen or so Republican Rotarians in the Coliseum's parlor. I asked why the GOP needs another candidate. Tom Osterman is president of a local bank. He says the leader of the PAC, Rudy Giuliani, does not share conservative views on a number of important issues.
Abortion, gay rights, gun rights, and it's going to be hard to get past the voting Republican to get out of the primaries, to get out of the convention.
What about Mr. Romney?
While he has those good attributes, I think there is a view that maybe he's a little wishy-washy.
Especially on abortion, Osterman says. What about Senator John McCain, a conservative and strong supporter of the president? Rita Eikamp, who is the treasurer of a manufacturing company, thinks his time has passed.
I would like to see a breath of fresh air, and Romney was the best I saw until I Googled Fred Thompson and found that he really sticks to the conservative values.
But the basic problem was put very succinctly by Harry Lukens, who is retired from the insurance business.
I just couldn't get excited about anybody at this point.
It's still early, but after months of watching the candidates, if these Republicans don't like their current choices, and with a few exceptions they don't, will Fred Thompson take care of their concerns? Pam Martin works in marketing for a bank in Evansville.
I think what you're hearing here is probably true in a lot of Republican areas, and that is we are looking for a different option. I can say I like Fred Thompson at this point. I don't love him.
What is it about the group before Thompson that you didn't like? What was missing?
The complete package.
We heard that phrase several times in Evansville. Pam Martin says the other candidates have only bits and pieces of the package, the complete package of conservative values she hopes Thompson brings to the race. We also heard several times that his skill as a communicator could be very important. Joe Kiefer is a real estate developer. He says his wife decided on Thompson after seeing him on television once.
I mean, here's a guy who knows how to communicate, knows how to speak in front of a camera, feels comfortable in front of a camera. And if you look at Bill Clinton and all the mistakes he made, I think he came out looking better than he ever was because he appeared well on TV.
But there are problems with Thompson, according to this group. One suggested his career in the Senate was lackluster. Another said the knock on Thompson is that he's lazy. And John Wolk, who manages a brokerage firm, wonders if Thompson is the candidate he needs to bridge the gap that President Bush has opened in the politics of the Wolk family.
As a Republican in the past, all my family has deserted me, and all the adult kids have gone to Bush did this, Bush did this, Bush did this. And really, I don't have a whole lot of defense for the person that I voted for is not the same person in the office.
I liked him on Law & Order, Wolk said. If he could move to the center, Thompson might be the right guy. Several people pointed out that the interest in Thompson sends a strong signal that the Republican Party is in trouble, looking for a rescuer. Dan Carwile, a banker, observed that the other party doesn't have these problems.
If you go over to the flip side and you look at an Al Gore, I don't think there's an environment on the Democratic side where an Al Gore can get into the race late. But here, it's not hurt Fred Thompson at all.
I'm not hearing anything here, Carwile said, that tells me Thompson will save our party and be the guy. But he said, we need to find out. A chat after the Rotary Club with Republican voters in Evansville, Indiana, Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.